Today's going to be a shorter show because I had to do something real quick. But it's all good because, you know, I mean, it's an addition of the slideshow. That's all we got. That's all we worry about, man. That's all we worry about. England decided to block puberty blockers for children in a, you know, just coming back to reality, bro. Just coming back to reality, you know, and that is a great look. You know, there's a lot of sick individuals out there who, you know, I mean, just the whole children, you know, making the decisions, you know, I mean, this is just a wild situation. You know, children, you know, been indoctrinated in schools, you know, it's happening though, bro. If your kid attends public school, you know, it's going to happen, bro. The indoctrination is going to happen in public school. And especially if you're in a state like a fucked up state, like the one I live in, you know, California it's going to happen, bro. The teachers are fucking pushing their political views. You know, the unions are pretty much got everything locked down. You know, when you look at the teachers union, Randy Weingartner, that's a fucking ugly Jew. Not only is she an ugly Jew, she is a despicable Jew. She is a disgraceful Jew. And if you question anything that she says, Randy Weingartner, she is the head of the teachers union in America. She is so attached to the Democratic Party. If you question her, you know, guess what? Guess what she tells you? She doesn't say that, you know, thank you for your opinion. She doesn't say, you know, anything like that. She calls you anti-Semitic. So, you know, just another Jew that is going to, you criticize them, you know, I mean, and you know, it's ridiculous, bro. You know, the indoctrination that happens at these schools, you know, it's in curriculum, it's in the books, you know, I guess there was something that passed in Florida where, you know, they're happy because they could use the word gay, you know, and that just proves to me how out of touch people in Florida are when it comes to the don't say gay thing, because the don't say gay thing had anything to do with not saying gay. And, you know, there's like literal like teachers right now that are just like parading around Florida. And they're so happy because I guess there was some sort of like amendment or some shit passed where they literally took the don't say gay thing like word for word. And they was like, yo, we got to pass a law because, you know, we're not allowed to say gay. And that's how you know they're normied out, bro. They're normied the fuck out. The reason why you know they're normied the fuck out is because it was never a don't say gay thing. You know, it was never don't say gay. It was never, that was just something that the liberal media made up and they just ran along with it. Now, as far as the actual law that Governor Ron DeSantis passed, one of the greatest governors in the entire United States of America, does he shill for Israel? Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. But, you know, he's done some things, bro. He's done some things, and you know what? He continues to do to stand with conservative values, bro. You know the parental rights in education. You know that's how you know you watch too much TV. You know, we were talking about these boomer Republicans yesterday. You know, these people, these old people. My parents' generation. People that was, growing up in the 70s and the 80s and shit. You know, the 60s, 70s, 80s, you know. The boomers. You know, that's how you know you watch too much TV, is you actually think there was actually something called don't say gay. It was actually, the law was parental rights in education, which prohibited educators, teachers, from teaching students about sex. You know. So, when you look at what goes into sex education, now, first of all, you know, I'm one of these traditional types, you know, I'm a lot of types, matter of fact, but I'm a traditional type. I got the whole Trump thing going on right here. I got this, you know, talking with my hands and shit. I'm a traditional type. You know, where you know, parents should be able to be the only ones that talk to the kids about sex. But you know, I mean, Joe Biden And pretty much the viewpoint of the whole Democrat Party, you know, is they feel like, you know, it's our children. You know, it's our children. They're not your children. They are our children. When they are in our indoctrination camps for 8 hours every day, they are our children. That's the way the Democrat Party looks at it. So if the Democrat educators, teachers, instructors, you know, because that indoctrination starts at a very early age. It starts when they're going to preschool. That's right. They start pushing that rainbow bullshit on the kids. They got this kinder care thing. They got a kinder care, which I think is a national thing. Yeah, I mean, that's when the LGBTQ stuff starts happening. And depending on where you're at, it could be happening very quickly. Okay? But don't, like, if it happens to your kid, you know, don't get like alarmed and shit. You know, don't go do nothing stupid, all right? Don't go to the school board and don't like speak up for your kid or nothing like it. Because, you know, once again, your kid is part of the state too. It's state property, bro. It's state property. Understand sarcasm, bro. Understand the sarcasm. People are like watching this and they're listening to me right now and they're like, what is he talking about, bro? I'm sarcastic, bro. You slycastic? Bro, are you slycastic or podcastic or sarcastic? Yeah, you go to a school board, you know, they start labeling you of a domestic terrorist. You know, Antifa? Nope. Not a domestic terrorist. BLM? Nope. Not a domestic. Fuck no. Are you fucking serious right now? Are you really saying that Black Lives Matter fucking people that torched buildings? And like, you know, Black-owned businesses? They're domestic terrorists? Get the fuck out of here, bro. Now, you know, someone like myself who was a conservative parent, shout out to all of the conservative parents out there. You know, we go to a school board, we start fucking raising our voice. We start giving it to these liberals. You domestic, oh, you are so fucking terroristic. You are terroristic. I'm gonna have my moment, I think, in the next couple weeks here. I'm gonna have to show up to a school board meeting. And I'm just gonna fucking just go apeshit. You know, because the reality is if you go to a school board, you can't talk nice. You know, see, they are liberals, okay? They have their ideology. They have their ideology, what they feel. They think transgenderism is a thing. They have no problem teaching the transgenderism. And they have no problem grooming. They're groomers, bro. Some of them are pedophiles, too. You know, so you can't. If you're going to go to a school board, you can't be nice to these fucking faggots, bro. You can't be nice. You can't be nice. You can't go in there like, hi, how you doing? Yeah, so my son goes to this school of... No, you got to go in there. You got to fight them with words. Violence? Not really a fan of it. But you got to fight them with words. And you know what? These motherfuckers out here right now in the far left Bay Area are fucking testing me. They doing the testing, bro. So, yeah, the England, you know, bans the, what is it? The hormone, the puberty blockers. And it's all part of the indoctrination, bro. It's all part of the liberal indoctrination, bro. It's just one part, though. You know, the gay indoctrination is just one, like, little aspect of it. You know, they don't even do the Pledge of Allegiance in California. And then people, like, listening to this, watching this, who are not from California, they'd be like, whoa, fuck. Excuse me, I keep burping. So, yeah. That's what they're doing out here in California, bro. And Gavin Newsom is a piece of shit governor. He is, you know, the liberals are fucking doing it. And you know what? You know, and then, you know, the Republicans are just as bad. There's rhinos all up and down this motherfucking state, bro. Yeah, they allow it too. There's no, there is no. California, make California great again. That's going to be a long time before that happens. There's going to have to, this whole motherfucking thing is going to have to fucking go under, bro. It's going to have to go under. There's going to have to be like a wipeout of all of us out here. They're going to have to fucking end this motherfucking thing, bro. And then people are going to fucking wake up one day and they're going to be like, yo, let's start a new civilization in California. Because the whole thing got wiped out, bro. It just sucks, bro. It sucks because there are patriot people out here. There are people who love this country. There are people that want to see America thrive. But, you know, the problem is the people that are in office, such as Gavin Newsom and, you know, these fucking other fucking fag boys and, you know, these fucking overweight fucking Katie Porter looking bitches. Barbara Feinstein and fucking, I know it's Dianne Feinstein, by the way. People's like, yo, you say Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, mixing the shit up. Yeah, bro, it's fucking ugly right now in California. So there's a conservative social media network that someone urged me to join a while ago. It was called Gab. It's called Gab. And, you know, a couple weeks ago, we talked about, I think it was last week I talked about this, how, you know, they're, you know, basically, I guess they're on hard times right now. So they're, you know, they're demanding people pay them $9 they want people to pay them $9 a month for, you know, to post videos or images. Now, typically I wouldn't care about this type of thing, but, you know, I mean, the when I post a link to the show, it's all like distorted and shit. And it doesn't look right. You know, I'm an artistic guy, man. I'm a creative guy, you know, presentation is everything. So when I look at my links of when I'm posting, it's all distorted and shit. So, you know, I went to go, you know, sign up for their $9.95 and they won't let me. Okay. They won't let me. Now, they sent out a message this morning. And the message says, you know, like, oh, you know, they're caving, bro. They're caving to somebody, bro. You know, so here's I see what's going on here, bro. I see exactly what's going on here. All right, so whoever runs that website had a great idea to start a social network. Okay, they said, okay, we're all about free speech. And in most cases, they are. You know, I've seen some words being used on that platform that are not tolerated on the Facebook, bro. You can't be using words like that on Facebook. You can't be using words like that on Instagram. Man, you realize that you use words like that, bro. Them's just hateful words. So they're on hard times right now. They won't even let people post images or videos. So they sent out this email this morning and shit, right? And they said they're going to start banning people for, like, threatening messages. Man. Whoa. They said, basically, the writing says that before they would flag content that was like threatening, and now they're going to start banning whole accounts. They are admitting that they are going to start banning accounts that they find threatening. Now, you know, we use the word they. That is 100%. Anytime, bro, let me just break it down for the people in the back that maybe you didn't hear my messaging about the word they. Is that like some pronoun shit? No. Anytime you use the word they, you're always talking about Jews. Wow. What a thing to say there, Mr. Sly. Are you saying anytime? Yes. Anytime you say they. You know, like they killed JFK. They censored my post on Instagram. They shadow banned me. They don't want you to win. So I see what's going on here. What basically what situation is Gab is on some hard times. Okay? Gab is on some hard times. They're getting funding from some Jews, most likely. And, you know, they are basically saying they are going to ban people they find threatening. What is threatening? What is threatening? You know, like, what are we talking about here? And this is just another example of, you know, I'm going to still post my shows over there. I've never been censored, at least not to my knowledge. See, you know, I mean, a lot of people are under the impression that they're not being censored on platforms where they feel that they are allowed to exist on. You know, but there probably is censorship. Like Rumble is one of these websites, right? Rumble is one of our video, is the video provider for the show. So if you go to the website, theslashshow.com, which I urge everybody to do, you know, but I look at the shows where I talk about Zionists and Jews, and there's like fucking not that many views. And then I go back like a year when I was just talking about like just random conservative shit, you know, normie conservative, like, oh, look at these liberals over here. They're so stupid and shit. You know, when you get into those type of comments and those type of shows where I'm not doing anything like that's like dangerous. See, because you got to understand the way this works is anything that opposes the Jewish narrative is ultimately do not say it. You got conservative influencers, conservative media people, they are so fucking controlled. Okay, so, I mean, you know, I mean, Gab, you know, I mean, I like, it's just another sad story, bro. It's just another sad story, and there is no freedom of speech, you know, I mean, you know, BitChute is great. We get some good numbers over there, you know, shout out to everybody that watches on BitChute. But, you know, I mean, Gab is on their way of being compromised. You know what they say, whoever has the money controls the entire situation. You know what they also say, I'm using my own advice, you know what they also say is that, you know, find out who you're not allowed to criticize, and then you'll know who's controlling you. It's unfortunate, bro. No, I'm just like at a point where it's like, you know, like I've talked about this before. You know, free speech is like one of these things where you know, I mean, it doesn't matter what the fuck I'm talking about. I could talk about fucking semi trucks. Talk about fucking birds and the bees and the fucking, you know what I mean, fucking bad bitches. It doesn't matter what the fuck I talk about. The free speech thing is not a it's a big issue, bro. See, because a lot of times when we see these censorship things, like this Gab thing, like what happens with Elon Musk and X, like what's happening with Facebook and Instagram, when we see these things, they're very political based. But there's so much speech that's out there. Like, you know, they don't even want you using words like retard. You know, like they say, oh, you know, and this is the slippery slope. This is the slippery slope of speech. Elon Musk is full of shit. All right. Now, we understand that. We've talked about it. We've went through it. You know, he's not running free speech platform over there. All right. He is controlled by Jews. All right. So we understand that. We understand that. We get that. But Gab is like weird on this. This is a weird move. And then people are just going to be like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, let's just, you know, we need to abide. What are we going to do, break the rules? Well, don't fucking call yourself a free speech platform. Gab can't, bro, I cannot put Gab in the free speech category. Yes, I will continue to post my shit because, you know, there are a few people that follow me over there, and why not? You know, there are a lot of right-wing things, and from time to time, I do talk about right-wing shit. But, you know, I mean, this is ridiculous, bro. So Rumble, who is, you know, basically just another situation like Gab where Rumble has said, you know, we're the alternative to YouTube. So, you know, please, like, join our platform. And, you know, they do have a lot of different non-political content that I notice on Rumble. But, you know, still same situation with Gab. It's almost like they have to put that in their terms of service, because that's how you know they're controlled. That's how you know they're controlled. You know, Rumble has taken down certain big accounts that go against the Jewish narrative. Okay, Rumble is just another one. There's just another one, and you know, it's really bad, because, like, I've had like hosting companies like deny me for hosting. You know, I'm all about like ownership. I'm all about having my own platform, which I do, theslideshow.com. I urge everybody to bookmark and you know, that's where you find me. Doesn't matter if we're on Rumble, BitChute, whatever. I'm always going to have what is functioning and what's working. But Rumble says, oh, we want to buy TikTok. Rumble wants to buy TikTok. All right, full stop right there. Okay, first of all, we talked about this. You know, the United States government right now is in the process of banning TikTok worldwide. Trump, that's right, Donald Trump is telling people to keep TikTok. Bro, that's like opposition 100% right there. Alex Jones is over here talking about, like, Trump needs to quit talking about the vaccine and bragging about it. He ain't going to stop bragging about it. He's sold out, bro. My criticism of Donald Trump doesn't come from a left-wing ideas or left-wing TDS place. It comes from legitimate fucking sellout moves and pandering moves. Trump yesterday says, was on an interview, I think it was on Fox Business. He says, yeah, I'm not a conservative. I'm a common sense man, and a lot of conservative policy is common sense. Wow. Yeah, we know you're not a conservative. We know you're not a conservative. Bro, you got fucking Caitlyn Jenner and Rob Smith, two faggots, that are in your campaign, and you continuously prop these people up. They asked Trump, what is a woman? And he couldn't even define it. They asked, Trump criticizes Ron DeSantis on his 6-week abortion ban. We know you ain't conservative. You've never been conservative. Populist, liberal. He's always been liberal, bro. He just says things that make people, you know, and I've seen someone in the comments said, yeah, we don't need conservatism. It's a MAGA thing. We got MAGA. Who gives a fuck about conservatives? I do. So yeah, I mean that's a wild situation right there, bro. You know, I mean this is you know, so that's just another, that's another mark. We'll use that as another mark on Trump. I'm not conservative, bro. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Not that we thought you were. It's just like, by the time it's election day, bro, I'm gonna have like a long fucking list of reasons of why this guy, Trump, is a horrible idea for a president on the Republican side. It's wild, bro. Slideshow season 20, episode 39. Like I said, I had to handle something before the show, but you know, we work in progress, bro. Work in progress. All right, you guys have a God bless day.